Thank you, Mitch. That dense fog advisory, I am not the biggest fan of fog at the moment. Did I tell you the troubles I had getting home from vacation?
No.
A few days ago? I meant to bring that up. And I'm not complaining about being on vacation. Don't misunderstand me there. But getting home, you know, we land in, my sister and I were traveling back, and we land in Dallas at 7 a.m., and we have a 10 o'clock flight into Manhattan. That actually got delayed until like 11:30, but we're flying from DFW to Manhattan. We go in for the landing at the MHK airport, and it's too foggy, and we pull up again because the pilots couldn't see the runway. So we pull up again, and they take us to Joplin, Missouri. We land in Joplin. Once we land in Joplin, they realize that the runway there is too short for us to take off again with how much weight we have. So they take off half of the checked bags off the plane. Then we fly to Manhattan. Those bags go to Dallas. I did not get my bags back until last night.
That's pretty wild.
Pretty weird. It was pretty weird.
Well, during the soccer season, when we're coming back from Detroit, we're trying to land in Kansas City, but there's a massive thunderstorm on top of Kansas City, so we literally circled to the east of it for about 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We're running out of fuel, so we have to go to Omaha. We're stuck in Omaha for about an hour and a half because of rain, and then we take off again. Well, maybe not. About an hour. And it didn't rain too much there, but and then we take off again after we refuel and then finally get back, and we didn't get home until super late. But my story's not as bad as yours. That's the worst flight story I've ever experience.
It was pretty frustrating after, because we had flown a red eye. You know, we had flown all night to get from Maui to Dallas, and we were ready to get to bed, that's for sure, when we finally got home at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The Chiefs are not making a flight to Foxborough this weekend, thanks to, I guess you could say, Eric Fisher would probably be the leading candidate as a player that lost that game for Kansas City. Travis Kelce you can throw in there as well. But anyway, it's going to be the Steelers and the Pats in the AFC title game. I have no idea who Brady picked in this week's Cover 5, but let's find out with this edition of the Cover 5.
It's an exciting weekend in NFL land, and when the dust settles Sunday night, we'll know who will be facing off in Super Bowl 51 for the right to hoist the coveted, soon-to-be-renamed Bill Belichick Trophy. The drama, the intrigue, the razzle, and the dazzle. In this edition of the Cover 5, we're going to audible it to a classic Cover 2. And as always, we'll Nostradamus this weekend's NFL action. Will the Packers continue to be unstoppable? Will the Falcons' offense prove its legitimacy? Plus, there's the matchup Cover 5 Nation has been craving for. The Patriots versus Steelers. Okay, Chiefs Kingdom. I apologize for that. That was in poor taste, but I can never be as mean to you as your team was last weekend. The Steelers failed to score a touchdown, but field goals were enough.
Even to a guy like me, that's cold.
According to the social media meltdown I observed of the Kingdom, this loss was especially painful. But in anguish, there is opportunity. With the Cubs winning the World Series in October, there's a void in American professional sports for the title of most tortured fan base, and it's time Chiefs fans claim it. And don't tell me that should go to the Browns. Real torture is a juicy carrot at the end of a stick. The Browns don't have a carrot or a stick. KC has been just good enough, especially the past few years, to garner high expectations. And in that way, Alex Smith has been and will likely remain the perfect quarterback for the franchise. So, chin up, Chiefs fans. There's always heartbreak to look forward to next year. Binge on some reruns of Catching Kelce and wear that badge of torment with pride. Also, KC should probably go after Romo. All right, let's cover two. Game one. Green Bay at Atlanta, 2 o'clock on Fox for the NFC crown. At the end of Week 11, the Packers were crushed 42-24 by the Washington Redskins, had lost their fourth straight, and were 4-6. That was also the last time Green Bay lost a game. Even I can't help but tip my cap to the Packers and especially to QB Aaron Rodgers, who's playing at a Hall of Fame level. Then there's the Falcons, who nobody is taking seriously, despite leading the league in scoring and throttling the Seahawks in the divisional round. If the Falcons were a band, they'd be Huey Lewis and the News of the 1980s. Extremely enjoyable, but overshadowed by the bigger acts of the day. Sorry, Matty Ice, but I just can't go against the iron will of Aaron Rodgers. Go Pack Go! Green Bay, 36-34 in a shootout. And finally, Game 2. Pittsburgh at New England, 5:40 Sunday night on CBS for the AFC title. As New England plays its record 6th straight conference title game and 11th overall for Belichick and Tom Brady, also an NFL record, here's what's most impressive about this year's Pats. Last weekend, it played its worst game of the season with Tommy on the field, and New England still covered its insane 16-point spread against the Texans and put up 34 points on the NFL's best defense. Oh, and on a side note, the Patriots continue to sport the league's best scoring defense, allowing just 15.6 points per game, which is 3 points per game better than the celebrated Broncos defense of last season. So bring on those field goals, Pittsburgh Patriots, 37-19. And there it is, boys and girls. Super Bowl 51 is set for a 1996 repeat of New England and Green Bay. Only 3 NFL football games remain for the season, so cherish them. And if you see a Chiefs fan, give them a big hug. Just don't be creepy about it. Another cover two, is in the books.
This is actually a rare year where I am looking forward to the NFC Championship game more than the AFC title game. The Packers are kind of my backup team. I don't mean to say that like I'm a total bandwagoner.
It's like,
but
if you had a favorite NFC team, it would be the Packers.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I like Jordy. I like Aaron Rodgers. There's a lot of Packers fans around here. I'm a big fan of Nelson's Landing. Yeah, I like the Packers. So I hope that they beat the Dirty Birds in Atlanta, and it would be great if they could beat Tom Brady in Super Bowl 51.
I'm picking the Packers because the chicken fried steak in Nelson's Landing is fantastic, and I'm going to pick the Patriots because I went to Boston one time. So I couldn't agree more with Brady on this one.
I've been to Boston one time. I've never been to Pittsburgh, but you better believe I'm going for Big Ben and Le'Veon Bell this weekend. Anyway.
Oh, well, yeah, deep down, I'd like to see the Steelers steal one.
Yeah. But I don't think it's going to happen, though.
It'll be tough. It'll be tough.
We're going to head to our next break. When we come back, it wasn't just the K-State men that had a good night last night. Some of you may have been over at Bramlage Coliseum. We'll talk about the K-State women topping Jeff Mitty's old team when we come back on the game.